5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson.
For instance, when you're 18 years old, like, those are crucial times to become a good person and to form who you're gonna be. Like, it's harder to change your personality when you're 30 than you are when your personality's hardening. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, that so last... You're on the brain.
Yeah, I'm talking about the brain and the personality, your habits.
Yeah, physiology of it.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in that age group, like, it's a good time to start these healthy habits in your life, because you'll carry them on into adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
No doubt.
And when it comes to even behaviors, when it comes to treating people like shit, treating people nicely, like, your own behaviors. Like, I do a lot of self-reflecting when it comes to just the way I come off to people and the way that, like, you know, I communicate with people. And, like, I'm huge on that stuff. So, like, that is, the more you work on it and the more you figure out who you want to be, it's easier to, like, do that the rest of your life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of just, like, living blindly and waking up when you're 25 or 26 and you're like, damn, I hate myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can prepare for it easier that way.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. I've had that experience before. And I've had some, like, pretty crazy roller coasters, you know, in my day of just growing up and, like, learning a lot and learning a lot about myself. Like you said, you had that self-discovery trip that you did.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
That was in that same area, same...
Oh,
gap,
yeah.
You know?
That's what you were doing.
And it's like, I think that's when your brain desires that shit, awesome. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind
completely.
Of like a natural thing.
It does like a complete flip, you know, 180. Because, you know, when you're going into it, it's like, god damn. But it's like,
go to find yourself.
Know. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah.
And you went to scary land and you just came back. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, I fucking lived.
Yeah.
Like, what else can I live through? Like, what else
yeah.
can I go through? Mm-hmm. And what won't kill me?
Yeah. People need to, it's important to learn your place in the universe, you know?
Okay.
And I think all cultures have had this throughout time. Mm-hmm. And it shows, like, the walkabout, you know, your walkabout as a Native Americans used to do that, to go on, like, a
mm-hmm.
soul search journey. I'm pretty sure other religions have that as well, of, you know, finding out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's super important because, like, you never, sometimes you don't realize you're living for others, or you're living in how you think others should see you.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't step back and look at your own actions
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, just not be afraid to make choices for their own happiness. And I don't know. Some people get stuck with family or with a kid or with something that comes in their life where they can't make their own choice for their happiness anymore.
Yeah.
But if you can make that choice, you know, make that fucking choice.
Yeah.
Make
go
that
for
choice.
It, man. Go, go for it.
Yeah.
Definitely, no doubt. Because, like, once you go for it, then, like, you're going for it. You're like, hey, this isn't too bad. Because if you ever test the ice, you ever test the waters, you're never going to know how if it's
exactly.
warm or if it's cold. You're really not. And, like, you're going to be stuck in that little circle and you're gonna be like, oh, I hate this little circle.
Yep.
And it's like, I'd rather be somewhere else than go and see how it is. And if you don't like it, come on back to this little circle. It's
mm-hmm.
going to still be there.
Exactly.
St. John, Indiana ain't going to leave anybody. Come on, it's staying right here.
Yeah.
So wherever you go, you can always come home.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to leave the driveway. It really is. And
yeah,
so many
yeah.
of us have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole world out there. Like, I always come across people when I have these conversations with people, especially younger people. I have some younger friends who... and even friends I have my age, like, it, some people don't know what they even like to do or what their passion is. Because, I try to come up with a, like, almost a questionnaire if there can be one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, how do you find someone who doesn't know what they love to do and is doing something they hate doing and following a career or school that they hate doing, but deep down also doesn't know what they love to do? They desire something, but they don't know what they desire. They have, like, this missing feeling, you know, and I always try to, like, find an answer for that, because I hear it a lot come up, and it's like, that's an important question to have answered, you know, like,
right.
You should have there should be a questionnaire checklist that you go down all these different interests or something, like, there should, you know, there should be something that helps people in the right direction, and
right.
When you ask us in school when we were younger, when you ask, I remember in sixth grade, they were like, what do you want to be when you're older? Oh, let's see. Well, you're your freaking GPA is this, so you're going to be on this list of shit.
Yeah, what kind of crap is that?
Right?
Like, no, they gave me the crappiest job.
I was like, no, but they gave me this set.
Yeah.
They gave me this set of stuff, and I'm like, you know what?
Me too.
I can do more than that.
I had the same reaction.
And I can do less than that if I wanted to. Yeah. The thing is, like, I'm an entrepreneur, man. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just be an entrepreneur. I'd rather work for myself. I don't want...
Me too.
You can do this job. Well, screw that job. Yeah. I want to work for myself. I have my own money. I'm going to file my own taxes, you know.
If I'm going to be putting 100% effort into something, which you should for everything you do, but...
Of course.
If you're going to be putting... Not just your effort. I would say if you're going to be putting your time, because that's the one invaluable thing you can never get back.
Mm.
That's irreversible. You know, so if you're giving your time to something, it should be for yourself. And for your, making yourself rich, not making someone else richer.
Oh,
you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
So it's like...
Work for yourself.
Yeah, it's just...
Entrepreneurship.
Bro. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is... it's important. It's important to take those leaps, but it's also important to, like what you said, leave the driveway and poke around in different things and just explore what interests you, you know? Mm-hmm. Start with what you like to do or what you're passionate about, mm-hmm. and what you can imagine waking up doing and thoroughly enjoy getting to work. Like, you can bring your work home and thoroughly enjoy working at home, and you have a drive for it. Like, you love it, you know, like you desire to be a part of it. Like, that, if you have that, if there's something in you that does that, even if you're a dude who's like an accountant, but you're really into freaking bird watching or watches or something.
Right, yeah.
You have this deep desire for it. You know, you do it as a hobby. Like, pursue those things, you know, and I think Joe Rogan has this quote. I think I heard it on him. He said something like, be the master of your own skill, of the skill that you love the most, you know, like that you're passionate about. Get just really good at that and you will succeed.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Until next time.